Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we just want to take a moment here, and it's a happy Tuesday for a lot of people, but those folks in California are having a very, very challenging time with all the fires. And we want everyone to hold them in your prayers and your thoughts, sending good vibrations there, sending love and healing energy. There's a lot of healing that's going to need to be done.
Yeah, and understand that we're in a similar situation during the summers here, and we were very lucky this summer, at least in Western Washington. We were pretty lucky. We suffered through the smoke, but you know, be aware, because all of this is happening and we need to start doing what we can do.
Yes, and also on another happier note is this Saturday, Rob and I will have been here a year now, which is
in our new abode.
It's astounding. This year has gone by so quickly. So just keep in mind that every day is precious. The time flies by very quickly.
Yeah, and we want to remind you, and time flies also in Redmond for Vitamin Life and their free natural health lecture series. There is one coming up this weekend. This is the last one for November. It's the health benefits of collagen, and that will be from noon to 1 p.m. Hey, all of the details are in the event section at conscioustalk.net. But they will also be having their women's celebration in December. You will see that info up shortly.
Yes, it's on December 8th. It's noon to 3 p.m., and it's really exclusively for women. There's going to be refreshments, relaxing chair massages. They do a lot of great things. They even do a henna tattoo painting for you if you want one. So be sure and check everything out at ConsciousTalk.net in the events section. Remember, seating is limited for their free lectures. You have to call in to reserve your seat, but it is free, but you must call in. And then there's 10% off everything in the store.
Yeah, and it's great. And we love that you are supporting businesses like that that are supporting us. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so defining who you are includes discovering who you may not be. And as we've all heard, there's always two sides to everything. We'll talk to Dr. Devana Vedri about exploring the no, and that's why it's important in our lives. It's time for another session of down-to-earth spirituality. And that's coming up right now on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. And that listener is you.
Well, as you know, once a week we spend some time in down-to-earth spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedri, and today's no exception. And it's an interesting subject matter this time, exploring the no. You know, Brenda and I walk around a lot saying yes, so maybe we're leaving something out. We're going to find out. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning. And I want to make sure all of our listeners know that we're talking about exploring the KNOW, not the KNOW, K-N-O-W,
oh,
but the
right.
KNOW, N-O, which is an interesting subject, Devonna. So what is up around KNOW that we should know?
Okay, love that English.
Uh-huh.
All right. The KNOW, the way that we say no. And why we say no informs us about ourselves. And one of the things that often happens around our spirituality and our desire for a deeper connection and wanting to cultivate that on a daily basis in our lives is we bump into the part of us that says no to that. And we've called that part the conscious mind. And I feel as though part of what tends to happen is that we'll tend to want to do battle with that part. We'll tend to want to make it bad or make it wrong or feel like it's getting in the way. And really, when we start to look at it, we realize that, yeah, we have a no. We have something that says, don't explore, don't deepen. And then it also will start to make up rules about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes when we go to, let's say, meditate on a daily basis, we have like this hurdle to get over just to get sitting down, let alone actually dive in and go deep. And many times it will feel as though that no is bigger than us, that it has more power than us, that we are victim to it. And so today I wanted to explore the no, because it is something that if we allow ourselves to explore it as opposed to vehemently judging it or disliking it or wanting to carve it out or wanting to obliterate it on some level because we believe our lives would be easier or we'd be more connected, there's a whole structure around that no that if we can back off from some of those more extreme desires around it and really look at it, we really get to discover ourselves.
You know what's interesting, Devonna, yes. and we have found this with many of our clients, is the rationalization that the conscious mind comes up with in order to deter sitting down, meditating, getting quiet, even if it's a walking meditation outside, that the rational mind or the conscious mind, as we call it, can come up with some what sound like very solid, good reasons why we cannot carve that time out, why it isn't necessary in our lives, just a host of really concrete reasons that then they tend to believe, and when once they've rationalized that that isn't necessary, then it takes some of the guilt that they're feeling about not meditating or not going deeper or not connecting.
Yes, and do not underestimate the convincing power
mm-hmm.
of the conscious mind, but to understand that it only has the power that we give it. And this is always a tough piece in terms of the conscious mind. We cannot say, oh, my conscious mind made me miss it. Let's say a meditation
right.
or something, right?
Right.
We can say that, but the truth of it is we allow ourselves to be convinced of something else by that aspect. Because the only power it has is us. it isn't a creator. It's not, it doesn't have that power and ability. And so when one starts to work with the no within them, to understand that the whole idea is to recruit us in some way, some scenario, some believable something that is completely hogwash, but sounds good.
Right.
So that we will go down that road, but we go down that road.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, here's what we hear in the spiritual community all the time. They tell us just to say no to our thoughts, you know, edit, delete, whatever, you know, however you approach it. And I think that you hit on something is often by the time your conscious mind has come up with something, it's also recruited more of you, you know, physical stuff, all
emotional.
Of that. There's a whole cascade of events that can happen. So it isn't just as easy as saying, nope, you know, erase that thought.
Right. And so that's why we want to explore it.
Yeah.
We don't want to create huge opposition to it, because in that, we will find that we are more susceptible to it. We want to explore it. We want to see what it has to say and why it has to say what it has to say and what is so bad about meditating and what is it? Because many times, what we're moving through as we explore the no is our fears. We're moving through those things that we once believed to be true as reasons not to let go. And as we motion through those and look at them, we see that, wow, we don't need to be afraid of that anymore. That yes, we have cellular memory, let's say, of this or this, but this is a new time. This is a new day. And we can then consciously move through it and be compassionate with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our conscious mind, remember, accesses our past. So if in our past we're headed into, from the past in the current moment, we're looking to repeat a behavior or an action that maybe put us at risk, but it feels like the right thing to do, our conscious mind is going to be all over that with reasons why it's a bad idea. And this is the challenge. And have you access your knowing when you've got these, what seem to be opposing forces inside? And I will tell you, when you try to do battle or push through at that level, oftentimes you don't get the learning and the experience is very mixed. But if you look at it, don't judge it, don't think it's a weakness, don't think it's evil, but you look at it, you feel into it, and you start to understand it a little bit more. Like, oh, let's say someone's conscious mind tends to use timing. It's been a good tool.
Yes, that is the one we really want to start off with after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetable vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better? It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and boy, that's a throwback to a lot, yeah. Quite a ways. But hey, you know, we're so glad to have you with us. We are with you, literally, and learning all of these things that you are learning. That's why we love doing this show. We get to read the books. We get to talk to these people. And we get to ask the dumb questions so you don't have to. Today we are dealing with our down-to-earth spirituality session, and we are talking about exploring the no, and that is the N-O. And in reference to that, Devana, we've been talking about how our conscious mind gets in the way, and we're looking for some tools on how to say no to it.
And what you're really driving at today, Devana, if we are receiving this correctly, is exploring the no around why we aren't connecting more deeply with spirit, why we aren't more immersed into our spiritual walk, which we understand and believe is the most important element in our lives, especially in this timing where there are so many catastrophic things going on the planet. And we're talking about how the mind, from the last segment you were sharing with us, how the mind rationalizes, how clever it is to convince us that connecting, maybe taking time to meditate or to breathe into your body and connect, how that can be just one more thing we have to do. And what we have found out in our own personal experiences and with almost all of our clients is the reasoning that it comes up with most of the time is that we don't have the time to do this, that we are way too busy and overscheduled. How do you make time to breathe and meditate?
And this is where, in terms of timing, there's just been such a strong foothold. And it's very believable. Mm-hmm. And our lives, because we often don't stand as the creator in our days and the creator in our lives, we often are in a reactionary place, and we are often feeling as though our lives are kind of put upon us versus actually creating them, that this really gives a place for that aspect of ourselves to really play with timing and to really play on the fact that we're not really embracing the truth of ourselves, which is that we are God presence, and it is our lives. That it is our lives, our choice, our choosings. We choose what we are going to put our energy into. We are going to choose how we organize our days. We're choosing all of that because we're God presence, having a life. When we really fully embrace that concept and we live from that place within, then the choice of breathing and meditating, let's say in the morning, becomes a bit of a, of course I do, because that's the internal stance. But when we don't really stand that way in our lives, then we don't have time to breathe or meditate. Mm-hmm. And we see to it that we don't have time. Mm-hmm. We don't require the universe to form itself to our desire to meditate. And this is where the no gets very interesting. When you can ask yourself in a very even way, realizing that maybe you're not standing as the creator in your life, that you're not standing in that type of fullness or truth, then you can look at the no and you can go, okay, I don't stand that way in my life. I don't feel like the creator. I feel like I am created upon on a daily basis, and a good day is if I can get through it. But to stand in that creator place, wow, that's different. And when you look at the no, you can start to see how it will keep you, and this is why it's so useful to explore it. It will say that it's better to not stand in one's spirit and one's God presence, because what if you get it wrong? What if you can't do it on a daily basis? What if something goes wrong? You can see that there are all these things and reasons and possibilities for disaster that it will offer around that type of thing. And timing is one of those tools that as long as you are not standing as the creator, it'll be very difficult to find time to meditate. Because mm-hmm. you'll wake up, open your eyes, and life will come flooding in. And so if you're really wanting to meditate every day, really wanting to, I mean, really, not just because you think it's a good idea and not just because you know that it moves you forward on a spiritual path and that's who you want to be and all of that, but that you really want that, then allow that awareness to be a part of you and also to realize that that mind has been telling you you can't have that in its own lovely way, that that's part of the no. And so what it does when you explore the no and those edges and you educate yourself around how your no works, then you'll be far less susceptible to it, but it will also be so much easier to stand in that yes in the system and really feel it, that it's coming from inside, not from the mind meeting the mind, because in that motion, we often lose.
Yeah. The thing that struck me about this and why it's important is part of our knowing who we are, as we've always said, is sometimes comes from knowing who we are not. So exploring the, quote, N-O, the no, and getting it when your mind goes in that direction helps to define who you're not. I mean, you are the creator, and yet we don't act that way. We act as if, you know, well, all those things that you just laid out. So I hope people can relate to it that way, that this is important because you're removing a large field of kind of opportunity here if you don't explore the no.
I think, Devonna, it feels like what you said about being the creator in your life is probably the biggest stumbling block for most people. Most people would not relate to that necessarily. They would not believe that they are the creator in their life. Most people do feel like life is happening to them, and that they have no control over certain circumstances and, you know, certain ways people react to things. And so, therefore, they're the ones that are being played, if you will. They are not the ones that are playing the game and choosing to make the moves, etc., but they're the ones being played.
And understand that what we're really talking about in terms of being the creator is also within their own selves, because it's not about on this planet having others. It's not about becoming the king or the dictator. It's really about in that creating in the life. It's about being able to stand and be who you desire to be.
Mm-hmm.
And to stand and to focus your energy in creating the things that are important to you in your life. It's not about trying to control others so that you feel powerful. That isn't what I'm talking about in terms of one's God presence. It's about really being able to stand and be in the fullness of who you are as one creates in the world, and being able to do that in more and more situations, because the surrender and the embrace of the self deepens.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to understand that when I'm speaking about God presence, I'm speaking about each of us being able to be in the fullness of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in dominion over others.
Yes,
right.
Which is, you know, sometimes misconstrued by the conscious mind. Well, we're here with Dr. Devonna Vedrí in our Down to Earth spirituality session today, talking about exploring the no, the N-O, and we'll be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer?
Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. 1 is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, you're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We hope that you're enjoying these down-to-earth sessions that we have with Dr. Devana Vedrí every Tuesday of the week and other shows that we bring forth, and that you're learning something. And because you're learning, you're growing. And because you're growing, your life is getting easier. That's what happens when we learn our lessons and we grow. Life tends to get easier. And if you have any questions or concerns or want to find out more about the show, you can visit us on our site at conscioustalk.net. And always we invite you to join us on our Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we are here with Dr. Devana Vedri, and this is Down to Earth Spirituality, and we're talking about exploring the no, and that is N-O. So, Devana, you wanted to talk about timing. What does timing have to do with this?
Timing, I would say, has to be the conscious mind's most favorite tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no perfect timing.
Right.
So let's say you're wanting to do something, or you're wanting to sit and you get up and you're wanting to meditate, and the mind will say, oh, you know, might be better in the afternoon because so-and-so, such-and-such. And it's very believable. Oh, yeah, that might be better. And so in that moment, we don't sit down, we go about our day, and then we forget. Mm-hmm. Or we intend to sit down later in the morning or the afternoon, and then it'll be like, oh, well, if, you know, you could get this done in this timing, and you have time here to do it. But what you'll notice is every day, if you don't really make that choice, and usually it's easier to make that choice in the beginning of the day versus later, what you'll find is that timing is often used, whether it's that you don't have enough time or that it's just not quite the right time or the perfect time or there'll be a better moment for this. But always in the timing to delay and delay and delay until the day is over, or you're so tired because it's the end of the day, you don't have the energy. And so you might do a bit of a meditation, but you don't really have the energy to bring to it. So these are the ways that the conscious mind works in timing. But I wanted to give an example of another way that the conscious mind works in timing and works through that no and the way this no looks. I have a client that meditates Monday through Friday, but not on the weekend. And so her homework for me after this last session was, let's look at the no of that. Let's look at why the weekend is so special. Let's look at how it's framed and how it's put together. That somehow Monday through Friday, her work days, she's in a routine and she meditates every morning. And she finds great benefit in it and loves that time. But on the weekend, it's as though it doesn't exist. And so her exercise is to just observe it, to observe what gets put in its place, but also to observe how difficult or how easy it is to add it in. Because her conscious mind has been very successful framing her meditation as part of something that she does that's part of her health maintenance type of thing. And when I suggested to her that perhaps on the weekend, that's when you can maybe have a bit longer of a time, you can explore other breathing techniques, you can deepen into your meditation more because you have more time. And none of that had ever occurred to her. Because, of course, her conscious mind will never frame meditating on the weekend as anything other than the weekend is a time where you get a break from the very thing that you enjoy and love. And so you can see that the conscious mind is always looking to frame the meditation as either a task, a job, something that's duty-bound or very hard. And yet, a lot of times, when you actually sit and do it, you love it and you want more of it. But then you turn around and you're having to deal with the conscious mind in all those different levels of no.
It's as if we've made a job out of being with ourselves.
Yeah.
And discovering who we are. So I get that. Mm-hmm. Because it is often framed as another thing to do. And it's funny because we're talking about beingness and we're involved in doingness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. which becomes a pretty strong pattern in the life. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our down-to-earth spirituality segment. Today we're talking about exploring the no. We have a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk. Yes, you know, there is so much for us to consider in this life. And those are the things that we explore mostly from the point of view of getting to know who we really are and exploring that internal landscape. And that's why we spend time with Dr. Devana Vedrí in Down to Earth Spirituality once a week. And you may want to continue this kind of conversation, especially around what she brings up on the show. And there is a community that's formed. It's a Facebook group. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/Devana's Teaching, you can become part of that community, which was started by a listener.
Yes.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're exploring the no, the N-O of our lives, and how often we say no to ourselves, Devana, you know, especially when we say no to things that we actually truly desire or we know that would be extremely good for us, and yet we say no to it. And we're talking about this in relationship to meditating, to breathing into the body, to spending some quiet reflection time with the self. And the greatest no that we get is that we don't have time. And I just shared with you, Devana, during the break, a friend of ours, that this is where she lives. She is always in a hurry. Her mantra is, I don't have any time, or I never have enough time. And so we start to believe that, correct? And that's how we live our lives.
We start to believe it, and we also reinforce it by our choices, the way we organize our days, the way we organize everything around that belief structure. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it to understand is that one of the things that helps in terms of getting past the no or the resistance is if meditating is something that you say, okay, that's important to me, to really look at, okay, if it's important to you, how important is it? And do you really want to do it? Because a lot of times there are things that we will say are important to us, and yet we don't make time for them. We don't prioritize them. They fall low on the priority list. And it's useful in being honest with the self and honest in terms of if our conscious mind has had a lot of success with using you don't have enough time or later would be better, the only reason it can be successful with that is that some part of the self doesn't want to meditate. And it plays into that and provides some rational reason to put it off. And so where the power comes in this is when you can look at that and go, wow, I continue to not make that a priority, meditating. To really own that that has been a consistent choice, utilizing time, but it's still been the consistent choice to not make it a priority. When you can really look at that and go, wow, when do I think I'm going to make that a priority? And what do I need to have be perhaps a little different through my system to really make that a priority? When you start, and this is where exploring the no is of such value, because when you look at your no and how it's formed and how successful it is in certain areas of your life, you start to understand what's really been real. And maybe what's really real is that you mentally want to meditate, but you're not doing it. That's a good thing to know. Or you want to maybe meditate longer or more consistently. And so you get to explore what's in the way. How are you being convinced to not make that choice? And in that understanding, you can really go inside and it's like, what is my relationship with my spirit? What is my relationship with meditation or breathing or any number of things in the life? Exploring the no gives you a deeper understanding of the self and what is believable and what is not believable. A lot of times, we will forget how beneficial and helpful meditating is. We will forget that it's something that we want because over time, it's gotten whittled into something different than what was initially intended. And so when we explore our no, we learn about ourselves, what we believe, how we're standing, and it gives us an opportunity to make a different choice. And it also gives us an opportunity to get ourselves out of whatever perhaps mental fantasy we've created for ourselves. Like a lot of times, our mind will say, oh, you know, tomorrow when you have more time, it'll be a perfect day. You'll have a great meditation, blah, blah, blah. And yet that never happens. Well, after a couple of weeks of that never happening, you start to go, wait a minute. I have this fantasy day in my brain, and yet it never happens. I've gone weeks now, let's say, without meditating because I'm looking for this perfect fantasy timing. And then when you realize that, it's like, wow, I just need to sit down right now and meditate and heck with the rest. And when you can do that and catch it, you can see that there's so much that gets woven over time. And when you explore the no, it brings you back to what's real, what's now, and it can empower you to go, I'm doing it now. Enough of this.
Well, and also, Devana, there's so many benefits, if you will, once you start that practice There are so many benefits that come out of it. And one of them is that life becomes more enjoyable. There is much more of an ease and grace with life. It changes so many things, including, at least with experiences with some of our clients, including their perspective on time, that they realized that they were making it up and that what they were choosing wasn't for their highest good. What they were choosing was keeping them in a pattern of hurrying and hustle and bustle and taking on way too much. So I really want our listeners to understand, yes, it's challenging in the beginning, but once they get into it and it becomes second nature, if you will, or part of your life, it just really helps you in your life so much.
Yes, this is where, even if you know it, and this is where I am really going to suggest that people be patient with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have experiences and know this, but as you do more meditation and you attend and explore the no's that show up, what you really come to understand is that you start to really feel deeply inside the desire to meditate. It motions from something that's a mental thought, something you should do, to a real physical desire that starts to build and grow within you. And that reinforces that mm-hmm. choice point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good thing to become addicted to that physical desire mm-hmm. for meditation in mm-hmm. this case, because look, it lines up your neurological system. It's how I always mm-hmm. look at it. You notice that when you don't take that time for yourself, and if you are in an extremely busy period of time, take 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
and then you'll find another five later
right.
in the day, or
right.
or even just stopping to, while you're on your way to work, to stop for those few seconds and see how good it is, how good you feel when you take a deep breath mm-hmm. behind the wheel.
Just take
in a breath and let it out, and that's the kind of thing that you can extend with meditation.
Yes, and it also calms the nervous system. There's just so many benefits on every single level that we can't say enough about it. And it was very challenging to get into that pattern in our own lives, so we understand the patient part, being patient and kind to yourself. So, Devonna, how do people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
And, of course, they can go to drdevonna.com.
That's right. And also, yeah. folks, you can join us here on Tuesdays for our down-to-earth spirituality sessions. And Devonna, as always, thank you so much for your wisdom and your love. And folks, thank you for joining us.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.